Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Okay, let's get started. You ready?
I'm ready.
I have a great episode for you.
Yeah, I was not told what today's episode is about.
Castrati.
What?
That's what the episode is about. Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song. Done.
Why do you want to talk about castrati?
Because Jay and I were discussing this in the car.
Okay.
There was a song on.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Bedingfield.
Oh, God. If you're not the one.
Yes.
Okay.
And we were singing it in the car.
He's not a castrati.
Go ahead. Sing the song.
I don't want to run away, but I can take it. I don't understand. If I'm not made for you, then why does my heart tell me that I am?
Do it.
Me?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do
no.
it. Is there any way that I can stay in your arms? Oh, do you want people to listen to our episode or
no,
to
but
leave?
I did that part.
Uh-huh.
I showed him that even though I'm not a castrati, I had the ability to sing this because I'm gifted.
Because you could switch to your falsetto?
Yes. And he said, what is castrati?
Okay.
And I said, oh, yes. Funny story for you, young man.
You actually told him?
I told him. They were choir boys.
Yeah.
And if they sang really well.
They don't do this anymore.
Well, they did in the 1700s.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I'm informing people of what crazy things people used to do.
Yeah.
So if a boy sang really well in the choir, they said, conundrum.
Yeah.
When he hits puberty, he's not going to sing well anymore.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be down a choir member.
That's not true. It's not that he's not going to sing well anymore. It's just that he's not going to be able to sing as high.
I.e. not as well as they wanted him to sing, because if they didn't care about this type of singing, they
yes.
would never chop off his So as much as you're trying to say that they thought he would still sing well,
okay.
I'm sticking with my story,
okay.
which is a removal-worthy
yeah.
vocal. He didn't have a set. He had a vocal set.
Yes.
Which cost him his set.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they did. And he was like, what are you saying?
Because
granted, some of the things I tell them are not real.
Yes.
But I said, no, this one's real.
Yeah. When we learned about this in school, it was one of those horrifying moments. Like, are you serious? They did that?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Did everyone squirm in their
100%
in their seats?
100%.
So I wanted you to sing a song in castrati voice.
I'm not a castrati.
No, but you can sing in that voice because you're talented.
Yeah, but you still no. It's like when
this
you
this whole
listen...
episode is you singing songs in castrati voice and me naming the song, and they're primarily songs by Sade
this is what
and
happens.
Toni Braxton.
This is what happens when he is in charge of putting the episode together.
Okay, can we do one?
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Sing Unbreak My Heart in castrati voice. You know that song? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, do just one line in the normal.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again.
Okay, now let's
but wait,
run it back.
You tell me to sing it and then you sing it.
No, I'm just supporting.
Oh. I'm good. I actually don't need your support.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, macho man.
But that's the way she sang it. She didn't sing it higher.
Now we're playing a game.
Okay.
It's called castrati, and then you fill in the singer's name. So this song
castrati
is
Toni
castrati
Braxton.
Toni Braxton.
Okay.
So go ahead, sing the song as of the next morning after she got castratied.
So you want, unbreak my heart, say you love me again.
But that's already in the song. She does that later.
Huh?
Sing the beginning like a castrati.
Like do that. You think that the people listening to this
they're
episode...
loving this episode. Wait till you see my other song.
Tell me another song.
Ordinary Love by Sade.
This is no ordinary love. No ordinary love.
Yeah. But do it now. As if a 16th
you're just
century
making
boy.
Me do these things higher or lower?
No, like castrati voice.
Okay, can we do something?
I have one more for you, then we will move on.
What's the next one?
Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Why did you choose these songs?
These are great songs that people know, so I wanted to give them reference to what it would sound like if each of these singers were castratis.
They're not,
Marvin
though.
Marvin Gaye, in also, particular, would have been very different.
Okay,
singer.
Also, the first two, it's not possible that they were ever castrated just because they along. Were female.
Just go along.
Uh-huh.
Just own the challenge, bro. Marvin Gaye is a castrati.
Let's get it on.
Let's that get one. It on. Yes.
Let's get it on.
That's not like a castrati.
I thought
that's
you were like doing the castrati.
No, you have to do it.
I'll sing the regular. You
no,
sing the
you're
castrated
the castrati,
one.
Not me.
No, it's not possible.
It's my game. You can't take away my game. Sexual healing is a different song.
Okay. You're making me feel so fine.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. Okay. Good. So that inspired uh-huh. today's episode.
Okay.
Which is, what other stupid have we done as humans back in the day that people don't talk about or forgotten?
Okay.
I have some good examples for you.
Okay.
And
do I know all of these things?
You may not know any of them.
Okay.
I may have made up some of them.
Are you
so
serious?
So you will have to say if it's true or false.
Okay.
Okay? True or false?
Uh-huh.
Your hair is a mess right now because you just played with it.
True.
False. Okay. See? That was actually true. You okay. edit, so I can't get away with that one.
Okay.
Okay. Before we had anesthesia,
yeah.
particularly for the mouth, like yeah. you go to the dentist,
yeah.
is it true that rich people would often buy teeth from their servants or children
Wait,
to
what?
Replace their own teeth?
They would pull out their children or servants' teeth and put them in their own mouth?
Not their children. Other people's children. Poor people's children.
Oh, my God.
They wouldn't pull them out. They would buy them.
What does that mean, buy them?
They would say, hey, boy, care to sell me your teeth? Then, oh, I guess this is happening in London. Care to sell me your teeth, boy? Wait, I'll give you £4 for your two front clickers.
Wait, the baby teeth or the big teeth?
No,
they have to be big
teeth.
Adult
yeah, yeah,
teeth.
Yeah, they would straight out buy them so their teeth look better.
Come on.
True or false?
This cannot be true, but it sounds, it's impossible that you made this up. I think it's true.
Poor people, especially yeah. young servants or even orphans, sold their healthy front teeth to dental surgeons who then implanted them into aristocrats.
Oh my God.
After the battle.
But then
of...
what? They just had no front teeth?
Who?
The servants.
Yes.
Oh my God.
They sold them.
That's outrageous.
There was a Battle of Waterloo in 1815.
Yes, this is true.
You know about the Battle of Waterloo?
Yeah, I
Please
mean, I've.
Proceed.
No, no, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just saying so far this tracks.
You've heard of this?
The Battle of Waterloo?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this slowed down the practice after the Battle of Waterloo.
Okay.
Because so many young soldiers died that the dentist got all the teeth they needed to do this. They just took it out of the dead soldiers and put them in their rich people's mouths.
Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah. Before anesthesia.
What does anesthesia have to do with any of this?
You know when you go to the dentist?
Yeah.
You feel nothing?
Yeah.
Imagine I didn't put the thing and I just started slapping you in the face with my plastic. What do you mean, what does anesthesia do with this? Come, let me pull your tooth for fun. No anesthesia.
No, I'm just saying, what does the fact that it was pre or post anesthesia have to do with the like
the pain,
barbaric
man, the
nature?
Pain.
But it's still barbaric.
No.
Yes.
It's less barbaric if the rich person sits there and says, oh, it's fine. I'll get a shot. I won't feel anything. Young Billy will get $50 so his family can eat this month.
That's it's all crazy. I'm saying it's all
Sir Waddington II sat there while they ripped out his dirty tooth and he just went, "Arr! Arr! God! Arr! Arr!
No,
arr!
No,
and they still
they
did
must
it.
Have like numbed it.
There's no numbing.
There's no
they give
like,
them whiskey and
alcohol?
A slap in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they did. But they still did it.
Okay, but I don't care anesthesia or no anesthesia.
You,
I think that the whole concept is
put
barbaric.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable. The problem is not with the period when this happened. It's the pain! Ah! Ah! That's all you heard in the dentist's office.
No.
The whole day. That's all they did. Ah! They sounded like goats were in there. But it was actually kids and their people they work for swapping teeth.
No, but the
Maybe
fact
they
that
would
they
put the tooth of the boss in the kid's
the
mouth.
The fact
I don't
that
know.
They took the teeth.
Yeah.
The fact that they took their teeth is not shocking enough to you?
You think I put this on the list because I'm not shocked? Okay. You think I just said here are mediocre, stupid things that I may just discuss with you? Okay, did you not hear what I started? I started with people chopping out balls of boys so they would keep singing a particular way. Okay, are you catching up now with the episode? Yes. Okay, number two.
That was number two.
That was number one. Castrati was just the theme.
Oh, okay.
You want to sing another Castrati
song? No, thank you.
Okay. If you want, tell me I have one more. Okay. Okay, body snatching for science.
What?
So before they really knew the anatomy of the body,
yeah,
they would have these people who would go into cemeteries and dig up corpses,
yeah,
and then take them and essentially sold them to hospitals. The hospital wouldn't ask where the body came from, so they could open them up and see what's happening.
Like recently deceased people who had not like started disintegrating.
Bro. What kind of a questions you're asking? No, they used to put expiry labels. This is 3 weeks, this is 6 weeks, this is 9 weeks. It's like a cheese. You used to buy them like that. How much you want? You want this one has been baking for two years. What do you think? I'm running a Whole Foods of the corpse? You know there's only so much information I have.
But you should ask for more.
Who am I asking? I read one article. I try to make a whole episode out of one article I read one day while I was pooping in 5 minutes. And now you're asking for, like I said, I did my PhD on this. You know, sometimes you click by mistake on the wrong article. I got this one. I said, okay, I'll do the work for 1 week. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to do like you, just sit and talk to the computer all day and then do like that. Don't ask questions. Just answer.
Okay. What if I'm curious to know more information?
Then you have to go do your own homework like the people listening.
Jeez.
I don't know.
I have a follow-up question.
Oh, God. Okay, give. I know all the answers. So... give.
So they would dig up bodies.
Yeah.
They didn't specify how old the bodies were.
No.
So you have these people. It's not like they're like peeping in on the cemeteries to see who's the most recently deceased.
The resurrection men?
Whatever. The body snatchers.
Resurrection men.
That's what they're called?
Yeah.
Okay. The resurrection men.
Yeah.
They're like peeping on families who are burying their loved ones. And then they go and dig them up like immediately after they are put to rest. Or is it that they're going like places where no one's looking for those bodies and digging up older bodies?
Yeah. Well, depends on price. You know, sometimes you go and there's a sale and it's like no returns.
Yeah.
And you get a better price, but you don't know if it's going to fit. You don't know if the large is labeled as a medium, small. It's like that. And then others, proper.
When did this happen?
If it's perfect, you put it back in the ground.
Wait, seriously?
1828. That's when it happened. It was particularly good vintage, 1828 cadavers.
Okay, carry on.
That's what else you want to know?
None of this is true.
No, it's good. It's good. I know all of this. This one, no one can.
None of this is true.
This, I think you know. So this is just like the baseline.
Yep.
Back in the Victorian days,
What
did a beautiful woman look like?
She was very fair.
Yes. How did they come about this fairness? What did they do if they wanted to have this almost, you know, translucent looking skin?
Did they put like bleach on her?
No, they took arsenic. So they put arsenic in a pill because radiance is worth the risk, right? And they would get that sickly complexion. So what they would do is preserve the youth, but the way they did it, because arsenic causes blood vessels to constrict and it makes the skin look luminous. It also causes hair loss, gastrointestinal distress, liver failure, and eventually death. But they sold it like a wellness product, like, you know, arsenic face powder.
No way. And it was called arsenic?
Yeah.
And they didn't realize that it was killing them?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Oh my gosh.
But it was good for business and they looked good, more importantly, before they, because look, at the end of their life cycle, they sold them for money. So what do you think of that?
I bet you the studies that they did on those bodies were very different from the studies they did on the other bodies that they dug up.
These were the refundable ones. No.
No.
All broken inside.
Yeah, all broken inside. That one's inside.
Real. Arsenic pills.
So far, they've all been real.
Yeah.
Except all the stuff you made up about the...
1828? Miss Winslow's soothing syrup.
Yeah.
Was a bestseller.
Uh-huh.
Because it was really helpful to calm teething infants.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
What did it have in it to help with that? Was it A, alcohol?
Yeah.
B, morphine? C, heroin? D, chloroform? Or E, all of the above?
Ah, no. Is it all of the above? They gave them a concoction of morphine and heroin and alcohol?
And chloroform.
And you're lying. That's a lie.
Correct answer is...
alcohol.
Morphine.
My God.
The packaging literally said contains 65 milligram of morphine per fluid ounce. However, there were many products that included alcohol, heroin, chloroform.
Heroin?
Heroin, chloroform, morphine, different products.
Yeah.
Thousands of infants died because of overdose or respiratory failure. And this didn't stop until 1906.
Oh,
my gosh. When they came out with the Pure Food and Drug Act. You ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Solar-powered prosthetics and vehicles. So you think solar power is starting now?
Uh-huh.
The sun,
uh-huh.
Little did you know,
has been around for a long time.
Yeah. And this isn't the first time we've tried powering things with the sun.
Oh, really?
There are inventions during the Industrial Revolution. They're like, hey, wait, we could use this for everything.
For energy.
So they made prosthetic limbs that would be powered by solar using magnifying glasses.
Wait, what would the prosthetic limb do?
It was powered. It would move, hand grip, leg movement. But
when was this?
Early 19th century, late 1800s. So what would happen? It would get very hot.
Yeah.
For the person wearing it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it would explode.
I think this is false.
Correct. It was steam-powered limbs that exploded.
Steam-powered? Yes.
They would steam-power everything. They steam-powered cars. They steam-powered prosthetic limbs. And they had a steam-powered hand grip, but the problem was sometimes they blew up. So they stopped that.
Okay.
Live insect jewelry? Do you think there's ever a point in time where people wore live insects? You know, like our ladies, our transparent ladies? Do you think they ever wore, like, live scorpions as jewelry?
I actually think so, yes.
In Mexico,
yes,
they wore beetles.
Beetles?
Yeah.
Not scorpions.
Not scorpions.
Scorpions seem like...
I know, they would be make, cooler.
Yeah. But they'd also be very, very dangerous.
Yep. So this was it. They wore live...
beetles.
Beetles.
They like locked them up in a...
in a little...
little
like,
jar a, and wore no, them around wore their necks.
Like in a brooch or something.
But the beetles would survive?
They're alive, yeah.
How long?
24 to 72 years.
You're making this up again.
No, I'm making up the lifespan of a beetle. But it,
yeah, but it no, can't. No, if there's no oxygen inside, how's the beetle surviving?
They made holes in their bosom.
No, they didn't.
They wore live beetles, man.
How is the beetle living?
They bejeweled the beetle.
Okay.
And wore them on tiny gold chains as a living brooch.
Oh my God. They didn't even put them in a case?
No. Insects were seen as exotic.
And wait, the they just like crawled on elegant. Their skin?
Yes.
Ah! Are you serious?
No, I made it up.
That's false?
No, it's real. You want one? I got you one.
No.
Tomorrow I'm going to get you a beetle. You could do wait, a little... you could
hold bejewel on.
It.
Hold on. No. This doesn't make any sense. They strung a chain through a live beetle.
Yeah. Maybe they just put it on its neck. Like a...
on think the of beetle's a tiny neck? Leash.
Yeah. And they put some little like Swarovskis on his butt and back. And then they just pinned the thing to the shirt and he just walked around.
And he never circle. Bit?
He bit all he wants. They took his teeth out and sold it to a rich beetle. Yeah, it's fine. The little beetle dentist came and pulled out his beetle teeth and sold it.
How did the beetle not attack its owner?
Beetles don't attack.
Whatever.
Which attacking beetles
who
are you
doesn't attack
with?
When they're put on a chain in a... they're
living his best life.
No, he's not.
He's wearing, he's got bling on. Bling the Beetle.
That is outrageous.
That's what it is.
That's why they didn't do scorpions.
Because the scorpions would be like, yeah. And they'd jab you in the throat.
They would make more sense if they at least put them in some sort of a case.
No, no cases. You have to let them. It's like people who take tigers on a leash. It's the same thing.
Nobody does that.
Have you seen that movie?
Which movie? The man who almost got eaten by a tiger? The Pi? Life of Pi?
No. That was his imagination.
That was not his imagination.
That was his mom.
What?
Yeah.
That was the tiger.
The tiger was symbolic of his mom.
It was?
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same movie?
Yeah. Where the mom comes and slaps the boy and they fight for fish.
What?
Yeah.
No, that was a tiger.
No, how can... You think a tiger can go swimming on the fish on a boat for so long?
That was the whole point of the movie.
The boy.
The boy was on the boat with the tiger. He was not on a boat with his mom.
It was his mom who bit him. And then when she got to the thing, she ran away in the jungle and left him there by himself.
The mom.
Yeah.
Abandoned the kid.
Which tried to kill him at sea, but it didn't work.
That was a tiger.
He sat on a canoe, remember? Move on. I don't think you understood this hidden message of that movie.
There was a hidden message at the end.
Don't mess with your mom.
It wasn't a mom.
She'll try to kill you at sea and then she'll run away in the bushes.
No.
You didn't see that movie? You should put subtitles. When you read the subtitle, it's very easy. It explained everything to me.
In what language?
I translated it to German and then I put ChatGPT to translate from German to French. And then French, I was listening with a different listening device that translated back to English.
Okay.
Still on the topic of jewelry.
Yeah.
So when, you know, when that see-through lady died?
Yeah.
And we, sold her?
Yeah.
For parts? Those people, yeah, for parts.
The body snatchers?
Checking. Yeah. Yeah, before we did that,
yeah.
Is it true that we shaved her head and took her hair?
No.
Yes?
For wigs?
True or false? Wigs?
Yeah.
No.
Then?
You're not paying attention for jewelry.
What?
We used to make jewelry out of the hair of the dead people.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, wreaths for the door.
Out of hair?
Aunt Petunia.
Out of hair?
Yeah.
Aunt Petunia's hair.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Brooches, necklaces, framed art, wreaths. Family proudly displayed these at home.
Oh my God. The family knew that it
was. They did it.
They knew that this was their person's.
Yeah. You want a pillow? Petunia pillow?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You don't like?
No.
Okay.
Like,
we're coming to
just
the end.
Leftover hair?
Not leftover. What is leftover hair? Where's your leftover hair? You keep it in a drawer?
No,
it's on your head. Okay. Make sofa cushion.
Like, you remember when Zara cut her hair and she donated it to Locks for Love?
Yeah.
She had, what they did was they put a ponytail and they cut around the ponytail. Even looking at that ponytail was scary.
Why?
I don't know. I freaked out. Like, I'm really happy with what we were able to do with that hair. I'm really proud of her for doing that. But I wouldn't want to keep it to, like, commemorate, like, some sort of a moment in time.
What if all these cushions could be filled with people's hair? Be so nice. How do you know what's in there? How do you know it's not filled with hair?
No,
you've
it's
never
feathers.
Checked inside.
It's feathers.
Oh, so it's fine. It's fine to kill a goose and put them in your
sofa. We didn't kill a goose.
You didn't. Home Goods
did. They did not.
Who killed that goose then?
Why does the goose have to die?
What, you think there's naked geese running around? They pluck them one by one to put in your sofa cushions? Where do all the naked geese go? To Florida? Is that what flamingos are? Oh my God. Flamingos are geese that got stripped down?
No.
They have feathers, flamingos? They do? I thought they're pink because you took away their feathers and threw them in the sun. That's why they're standing, so hot, so hot. Are you sure that's not it? I think we just cracked a mystery.
No.
Flamingos are burnt ducks who got all their feathers taken
ducks
away for pillows.
Ducks and geese are different and flamingos are
all of them
are
become flamingos.
No.
Like beef is cow.
Yeah.
Right? It could be sirloin. It could be this, that, of different parts of the cow. It's the same. Flamingo is just a deep feathered bird.
No.
That got burnt
not.
In the sun and it's so hot it can only stand on one leg at a time. Flamingos are pillow.
No.
Thank you, flamingos. Because of you, I have sleep at night.
No.
Okay, I have a last one.
Okay, last one.
Do you know where the expression blowing smoke up your anus comes from?
No, I honestly do not.
You know the expression?
Yeah, I know the expression.
The good doctors, the same ones who used to do all this stuff back in the day, when someone was drowning, they would quickly take a pipe, stick it in their anus and start blowing. to resuscitate them. Yes. Blow it. And then it'll come out. All the water will come out.
That's a lie. That's a full lie. Nobody would do that.
Okay, they didn't use a straw.
You're lying.
No.
Nobody would blow bubbles.
Not bubbles. Come on. This is science. Smoke. The expression's not doing blow bubbles in your anus.
You don't blow smoke.
Hey, I'm not blowing bubbles up your anus. The expression's saying I'm not blowing smoke up your anus.
But you don't blow smoke.
I don't smoke. How can I do it?
This is false.
Okay, I read it to you?
Yeah.
In 18th and early 19th century medicine, tobacco was thought to be a miracle cure.
Yeah.
One method of delivery? Blowing smoke into the rectum to revive someone from near drowning. They use bellows to deliver puffs of smoke, believing it would stimulate breathing and heart rate.
The tobacco?
Eventually, science caught up and doctors realized this was both unhelpful and absurd. But it did give rise to the expression, blowing smoke up your ass.
Like it's garbage, complete garbage.
As in, does it work? Is that what you're asking me?
It does not work.
Last time, did you ever see a movie in your life where they're like, oh, little Billy fell in the pool, quick.
No.
Someone get my pack of cigarettes and a tube.
No. What?
Come on, Billy. And then Billy goes, blah, blah, blah. Ah, thank you, Uncle Joe. I feel so much better. But why is my bum sweating?
I mean the expression.
What about it?
When you blow smoke up someone's.
Yeah.
You're just like.
Because it doesn't, it makes no.
It makes no sense. It doesn't do anything. Exactly.
Why did they do it?
Why? You said to stop people from drowning.
Wake them up.
With nicotine in their butt.
If the air goes in.
Yeah.
Like you breathe from here.
Yeah.
And you exhale from there.
No, you don't.
That's what they thought. Phew. So when you cannot breathe from here, you have to breathe from the other side. So they'd get those things that you used to use in the fireplace and put in your anus and go.
But where's the smoke come in?
Tobacco. The long leather
crazy.
Tube, a container to burn tobacco. And then you have the human. And then one person would puff the smoke through the tube. And, you know, they put it in the anus.
Oh, my God.
And then
so not only was the person almost drowned, they also now have tobacco in their rear.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we've evolved past these things.
And they didn't realize that.
Yeah.
It took until the mid-1800s to figure out.
Wait, how long? When did they start this?
Early 1800s.
Till the mid-1800s.
Yeah.
So 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
50 years they would do this. This is crazy.
So, you know, you're saying all these things are crazy, right?
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, what are they going to think is crazy in 200 years?
Yeah.
You know, you can go to a nice wellness retreat now and say, oh, what's that tube for? They say, oh, put in your anus and then we'll pour espressos inside it. And put coffee in your bum.
To clean it out?
No, so you get caffeinated.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nobody did. That's what a coffee enema is?
It's the modern cousin of the tobacco butt.
What's the benefit of this?
Oh, translucent skin. Sleep well. Boost energy. You can flush out your toxins.
My gosh.
But you know you can get rectal irritation or burns? If you do that?
From coffee enemas.
No, from the cigarettes.
They don't still do it.
If you didn't have a tube, imagine your child's drowning. They just smoke and just pull the cheeks apart and do right inside.
Did anybody survive?
Yeah.
They actually survived.
If you're almost at death's door.
Yeah.
And you're seeing the light.
Yeah. And somebody
and God says, this is your last moment on earth.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to go to heaven. You say, I'm going to go down and slap that guy with blowing in my anus. Take me another way tomorrow. That's what would happen. They'd wake up. They'd be like, what is happening? Joey, take your lips out of there. It was a horrible experience. No one wanted to go that way.
I've heard enough.
So they came back to life.
I've heard enough. These are crazy things.
You know, then they sell that coffee?
No, they don't.
They do. What about the most expensive coffee in the world? Where does it come from?
Oh, like poop or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gremlin. They find gremlins in Tasmania. They make them eat coffee beans and they shit it out.
No, it's not gremlins.
It's gremlins.
It's not gremlins.
What is it?
It's like beetles or something.
Beetles. No, those are jewelry.
Hamster?
Hamsters.
What is it?
Hamsters. Bejeweled hamsters that they wear now in their bosom. Full hamsters.
Okay, we're done.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.